When they're last icing life on board, a day in my life before returning to a cruise ship contract. Hello everyone and welcome back to Wanderlust Icing. When people imagine life as a professional figure skater on a cruise ship, they usually picture the performances, the costume, the destination, and perhaps the ocean views from the neck. What they rarely see is everything that happened before on vacation days. As I record this episode, I am preparing to return to sea for another contract as a professional pair skater and an aerialist on ice. And every year, no matter how many contracts I have completed, it still feels the same mixture of excitement, gratitude, and responsibility. Perhaps it comes from sport, perhaps it comes from the way I was raised, but I have never considered this career something I am owned. More than a decade after signing my first professional contract, I still approach each new opportunity with the mindset that it must be earned. One of the greatest lessons this profession has taught me is humility. Because what audiences see on stage is only the final result. They see the light, the music, the costume, the performances, and the applause. What they do not see are the weeks spent preparing beforehand. For many people, time between contracts sounds like a holiday. For professional performers, it is often the opposite. It is a period where training resumes, stamina must be built and rebuilt, choreography reviewed, technical elements refined, and bodies gradually conditioned again for the demand of performance. For me, pair skating preparation is one of the most important parts of that process. Unlike solo skating, pair skating depends entirely on trust between two people. Every lift, every show, every death spiral depends on timing and communication. My partner comes to train with me before each contract, and together we spend hours rebuilding that connection. Because synchronization is not something you simply switched on, it has to be practiced, it has to be felt, and above all, it has to be trusted. One of the most demanding aspects of our preparation is what skaters call adagio. This is the slower side of pair skating built around lift, hold, balances, and control movement. To an audience, it may look effortless and elegant. In reality, it requires strength, stability, precision, and complete confidence in your partner. What fascinated me about pair skating is that it's really a conversation without words. Over time, partners learn to communicate through movement itself. A slight shift of weight, a change of timing, a subtle adjustment of balance during the lift. Things that often go unnoticed by the audience become essential for the skater performing them. But returning to sea is not about physical preparation. There is also a mental transition. Life on board on cruise ship follow its own rhythm. For several months, the ship becomes your home, your workplace, your training facility, and your community all at once. One day, I am at my home rink, writing articles, working on creative projects, spending time with friends and family. A few days later, I am living and performing alongside colleagues from a dozen different countries crossing the ocean together. And perhaps that is one of the things I love the most about this profession, the people, the culture, the stories. As both a journalist and a performer, I have always been fascinated by the idea that every person carries a unique story. Life at sea consistently reminds me of that. Looking back, there is something almost poetic about the fact that I grew up in Saint-Nazaire in France, one of the French great shipbuilding cities. Ships were always part of the landscape of my childhood. My parents worked in the shipbuilding industry, ocean liners were simply part of everyday life. Yet, I could never have imagined that one day those same ships would become the stage for my career. That I would travel the world performing aboard them. That they would become a place I would call home. As embarkation day gets closer, my skates are packed, training is nearly complete, and a new chapter is about to begin. The audience will see the finished performance. What they will not see are the countless hours that made it possible. And perhaps that is the beauty of the profession. The work happened long before the curtain rises. Thank you for listening to Wanderlust Ice & Ink. And until next time, I will see you somewhere between the ice and the ocean.